Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. The evening news program Christians and conservatives have come to know and trust since 2003. Mr. and Mrs. America, that's me, Lou Caverly, and my colleague, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly. Out here in flyover country, it's as Elizabeth said on an earlier program, we're in the eye of the hurricane, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Amidst the corruption and lies of the Dems and the rabid left, we personally believe the real truth of the President Donald J. Trump that's emerged from his own lips on Thursday, November 5th, during a White House briefing. At that briefing, the President said, quote, if you count the legal votes, I easily win, unquote. He then added that they want to find out how many votes they need, and then they find them, unquote. Tens of millions of Americans in the heartland are furious. How deep is the voter fraud and illegality? We'll have plenty of shocking examples and some affidavits tonight. First, here's Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly with the article she wrote November 7th.
Old Time America Alert. Hear ye, hear ye. November 6th, presumptive presidential nationwide speech canceled. The man of the hour, who once admonished us all to turn on our record players in the evenings, is indeed a relic of a bygone era. A deceased dear African-American friend once lamented to us about old-timers' Alzheimer's disease. Her humorous malapropism held a real pithy truth. It figures that a politician who thinks George Bush is still U.S. president would dip way back into 50s nostalgia for his 50s and 60s drive-in movie setup. Devilishly clever. Those 20 or 30 cars honking affirmations as unintelligible as the candidates' garbled campaign words themselves. One thing is different from that Elvis and Bobby Sox era some of us actually remember as reality. This is 2020, not even the mid-60s, when former President and Allied Forces World War II Supreme Commander Dwight D. Eisenhower met with a group of Republicans at the storied hotel, the Bedford Springs. It was July 1962. Ike squinted squarely at his admiring audience and pronounced these words, "You are fighting for your very lives." Ike went on to tell them they didn't know it yet, but when the time came, you will be up to it. We are now at that time. America hangs in the balance. The American people, millions and millions, are awake and furious. No, we cannot sit down and quietly wait for those who have committed crimes of the state, voter fraud under totalitarian control, to declare victory. President Trump is our president now. Living larger, his indefatigable courage fighting COVID-19 personally, and his sheer workaholic 5 rallies on the last campaign day demonstrate his love of America and willingness to sacrifice for its ordinary citizens. No, Laura Ingraham, usually so great in wisdom on Fox, this is not and never will be the moment Trump should consider stealing off silently into oblivion in a, quote, polite manner akin to his last debate. No, we are Americans. We will stand in courage and with indomitable will, defending the greatest political experiment on earth and in all of recorded time, one constitutional republic. Keep applauding and praying for the American Bravehearts, Samuel Alito, Ronna McDaniel, Jay Sekulow, Governor Ron DeSantis, Sean Hannity, Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz, Tom Cotton, Tucker Carlson. The list is almost endless. You and I have been created by God to live and stand at this moment. We can never give in. Ours is the clarion call to stand at this time in history when freedoms, those of the unborn too, must once again be rescued and laws clarified as the lawlessness is exposed and prosecuted. The spiritual darkness must not rule. Our duty is clear.
After Elizabeth wrote this article, and we had it posted on our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, November 7th, suddenly next day an emboldened Joe Biden and Kamala entourage stepped up to the grandeur of the Delaware Depot surroundings to claim presidential and vice presidential power. even as voting chaos continued. Our wonderful web creator, Angel, emailed us that God had dealt with her, telling her this so-called victory was premature because only two auspices had declared it, the Democratic Party and the media. As we sat in our living room, Elizabeth's eyes got that flashing, determined gaze, and she murmured, "Tell Angel she has really encouraged us and that we'll be sending her another article very soon." Very shortly meant Elizabeth dictating to me this brief vital alert for Americans on my smartphone keypad. 20 minutes or so later, this was the small but hopefully with Almighty God's help, powerful follow-up to her first article. And here it is, old-time alert postscript, Hope for America in Prayer and Action, November 8th, 2020, by Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly. 1. So-called President-elect Joe Biden has now spoken to America, November 7th, saying, quote, "You chose hope and unity, decency, science, and yes, truth." 2. Members of the Congressional Freedom Caucus, including Representative Andy Harris of Maryland, have written to Attorney General Barr to investigate the widespread voting lawlessness. 3. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito issued a stay order on the Pennsylvania votes. 4. Catholic Archbishop Carlo Vigano and Protestant leaders are urging earnest prayer by the faithful to defeat the evil and uphold the man who Vigano says has strenuously opposed the establishment of the New World Order. 5. God is calling each of us to kneel before him, as did large groups of Trump supporters in Phoenix, as they reverently prayed for President Trump's ultimate victory. Pray for a miracle. God may yet spare us, giving us more time to repent and awaken, not shackled yet in world's government tentacles. And that's Elizabeth's article. Now, because this time is needed for all the crucial information we're omitting, station listening information, and our address for any of you listeners to help us stay on the air, we will need significant help in mid and late December. Right now, let's get on with the truth-telling.
Pennsylvania was an explosive-set bridge over coming troubled waters. September 24th was an early harbinger. Big League Politics, September 24th, 2020, by Richard Moorhead. Department of Justice investigating after FBI finds 9 Pennsylvania mail-in ballots discarded in ditch, all for Donald Trump. Extremely suspicious. The Department of Justice announced that it has begun an investigation into the destruction of 9 mail-in ballots found in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. In a statement, the DOJ announced that the 9 ballots had been found, quote, discarded. 7 ballots that were unsealed were all cast for Donald Trump, and 2 others were sealed and remain unopened. The FBI is reportedly investigating the suspicious ballot disposal. A DOJ statement is describing the destroyed ballots as military ballots. Rules and procedures exist for military service members to cast votes in their home states when they're stationed at installations across the country and overseas. Since Monday, FBI personnel working together with the Pennsylvania State Police have conducted numerous interviews and recovered and reviewed certain physical evidence. Election officials in Luzerne County have been cooperative. At this point, we can confirm that a small number of military ballots were discarded. Investigators have recovered 9 ballots at this time. Some of those ballots can be attributed to specific voters, and some cannot. All 9 ballots were cast for presidential candidate Donald Trump. And we're moving right on to, I think, another little indication of things going on. Lou, I think you have the next one.
I think so, yes. November 6th, whistleblowers began emerging from the Keystone State, unconstitutional chaos and control. This is also from Big League Politics. The headline, Project Veritas, Pennsylvania USPS official willing to testify under oath on the backdating of mail-in ballots. Big news. By Evan James. Project Veritas's James O'Keefe has announced that a Pennsylvania USPS official is willing to testify about the backdating of mail-in ballots. He made this announcement with the following tweet. This could be just the tip of the iceberg. On November 4th, Project Veritas released a video of a Michigan postal worker describing orders from his superiors to backdate late mail-in votes to the, that is, mail-in ballots to the November 3rd deadline. A postal worker was also caught at the U.S.-Canadian border in Buffalo with multiple undelivered ballots in his trunk. Brandon Wilson, 27, of Buffalo, New York, was arrested and charged by criminal complaint with delay or destruction of mail. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Quote, this office is committed not only to ensuring the integrity of the mails, but also of individual rights to vote in a free and fair election, stated U.S. Attorney James Kennedy. He also said, the criminal conduct with which this defendant is alleged to have engaged undermined both of those interests, unquote. According to the complaint, on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020, at approximately 7:34 p.m., Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, officers encountered Wilson, an employee of the United States Postal Service, at the Peace Bridge Port of Entry. As part of a standard CPB, a vehicle sweep, Wilson opened the trunk of his vehicle for the officers. A USPS mail bin containing numerous mail pieces was observed by a CBP officer inside the trunk. CBP officers also observed multiple USPS uniform items bearing the USPS logo, along with an identification badge with Wilson's name. Wilson stated the mail belonged to him and his mother. However, Wilson could not account for additional names printed on the mail pieces. Wilson further stated that he had intended to deliver the mail and had forgotten to return the mail pieces to the post office. The fight is not over. There could very well be more postal workers willing to speak out if we continue to expose any potential voter fraud. There is still a Christian remnant out there in the country that is willing to fight for what is right.
Yes, the November 6th breaking news continued on that date, especially, listeners, to illuminate the darkness of cover-up. And here from Natural News, November 6th by Ethan Huff, another massive batch of mystery ballots, all for Biden, added to Pennsylvania. Load after load of phony ballots is arriving in Pennsylvania, where the race has suddenly become neck and neck despite President Trump's enormous election night lead of more than three-quarters of a million votes. I might intercede here or intercept this for a moment and mention that Sean Hannity on Fox TV had mentioned that when he did his afternoon radio show, Trump was ahead by, I think, 400,000 votes, and by the time he did his Fox evening program at 9 p.m. Eastern time, it was something like 77,000 votes. So something really stinks to high heaven. And back to Ethan Huff's article, the past two nights, Democrats have been illicitly padding the numbers for Biden in Pennsylvania by adding hundreds of thousands of new mystery votes to his official count. And they have been mostly doing this in the middle of the night. In the early morning hours of November 4th, a whopping 23,277 votes, all for Biden, suddenly appeared on the scoreboard, leaving many to question from where these ballots came. The data-driven news and analysis source, 538, reported that this 23,277 vote dump, all from Philadelphia and all for Biden, is statistically problematic, meaning impossible. It should not be accepted. 538 also announced via Twitter that about 5,300 votes arrived from Luzerne County, and most of them, around 4,000, were also for Biden. With 83% of the expected vote in, Trump's lead in PA is now just below 6 points, the outlet reported at 12:58 p.m. on November 4th. Since that time, Trump's lead has narrowed to less than 30,000 votes, which makes this 23,277 vote dump of critical importance. Sadly, there have been several more vote dumps since that time, tabulating into the hundreds of thousands. Were these fraudulent votes to be identified as fraudulent and removed, this would more than secure Trump's win in Pennsylvania.
Currently, however, the mainstream media is laying the groundwork for a fraudulent Biden win in Pennsylvania, which simply must be challenged if this election is to have any chance at legitimacy. Quote, The election authorities have yet to provide a transparent explanation as to the origin of at least the first batch and how it is that apparently a local population of 23,000 voters could be statistically expected to cast each of their votes for just one candidate, writes Patrick Delaney for LifeSite News. And this is also a quote, the arrival of these batches for Biden follows claims of voter fraud in Wisconsin, Michigan, and elsewhere, favoring Biden over Trump. Philly DA threatens to jail Trump for sending observers to watch ballot count. Poll watchers and challengers have repeatedly attempted to do their civic duty by trying to enter the building where all of these questionable ballots are being counted, only to be told that they are not allowed to be there. In fact, a prosecutor in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia in particular, has threatened to jail the president should he even so much as try to get quote-unquote uncertified poll watchers into the building. Declared Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, quote, we are not having it. This is the cradle of democracy, and I do, in fact, have something for the president if he wants to send people here to break the law. I have criminal laws, unquote. So, as it currently stands, only non-GOP observers are allowed to watch the ballots being counted in Philadelphia, even as they systematically eliminate, through fraud, Trump's more than 700,000 vote lead in the state. We can only hope that Steve Pizanik is right in claiming that the Trump team has engaged a, quote, sophisticated sting operation, unquote, that will trap the Democrats and eventually expose the depths of their corruption for the world to see. According to...
Is that Steve Pizanik?
I bet it is. Pizanik, yeah.
Yes. Yes, he's an ex-CIA operative, and I think he came up at the same time he worked with Dr. Fauci. Some of his information has been quite good on Alex Jones's program, but we also have to question some things. We know all these ex-CIA operatives, they may not all be telling us the total truth, but we hope that Trump will emerge. And after all, to hear... the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who was the head of the CIA, say rather quickly, almost under his breath, that Trump will have a second term. I was encouraged. I was encouraged because there are people in the deep state who are not crazy lunatics, who do not want to see America sold out. There was a faction of the CIA that really went after the Russia Cold War situation, and I believe that was out of a kind of a patriotism, largely. But we always know there is that dark side that Archbishop Carlo Vigano talks about, the Jesuit takeover of the Roman Catholic Church. We know that the Chief Justice, John Roberts, went to Malta to get an award. I think that happened after his great help to Obamacare. So there's a war on, and it is spiritual as well as political. So getting back to what did Steve Pizanik say, Lou?
It reads, according to Pizanik, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, printed special ballots this year that contain watermarks and QFS blockchain encryption codes to verify the legitimacy. If this is true, then it is only a matter of time before the real ones are separated from the fake ones and the true election count is revealed. We will keep you informed of everything that is going on with this contested election process at Trump.news. And now, we have from Natural News a follow-up or a confirmation of this very same information. This was dated November 7th, Saturday, November 7th, 2020. Pennsylvania Democrats create nearly 700,000 votes to put Joe Biden in the lead since the election. Overnight, the state of Pennsylvania was stolen along with Georgia. Natural News, and this article was originally by Joe Hoft, and it's being republished from the Gateway Pundit, GatewayPundit.com. Democrats made up a 700,000 vote deficit since Election Day to steal the state. President Trump held massive rallies in Pennsylvania before the election, and President Trump had an estimated 58,000 supporters at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, less than a week ago. Joe Biden held three events in Pennsylvania on Monday where he garnered an estimated 160 supporters total. But don't trust your own eyes. On October 26th, the Biden event looked like a campout with an estimated 10 supporters present. And don't blame this on COVID. President Trump had hundreds of thousands watching his rallies on the Internet, but Biden had only a few thousand watching his events. We're told not to trust our own eyes. The corrupt Democrats, big media, and big tech want us to believe that none of this happened, that somehow Joe Biden won the election. It is a lie. On election night, President Trump had an insurmountable lead in Pennsylvania. There was no way he could legitimately lose, according to analysts. Even with mail-in ballots and massive voter fraud, the Democrats couldn't recover. Then, at about 11 o'clock at night, the state decided to shut down and call it a day. We still have no information on who made this decision or why it occurred. On Wednesday morning, the day after the election, it was reported that with 60% of the votes counted, President Trump had a lead of 675,012, with 2,965,636 votes to Biden's 2,290,624 votes. Since Wednesday, we reported numerous incidents in Pennsylvania where the Democrats were attempting to steal the election. The Democrats won't let Republicans or the press in to observe their corruption. Last night, the Democrat steal was complete. This morning, Pennsylvania reports that the old and senile Biden somehow pulled out Pennsylvania too. As of this morning, Fox News is reporting that Joe Biden is up by 6,826 votes to President Trump. President Trump had a record-setting night in Pennsylvania this year. Democrats brazenly stole it. They expect us to believe this is legitimate. It's time Pennsylvania stands for justice. And now, Elizabeth, I think you are next.
Yes, and did it tell to read more at thegatewaypundit.com?
Yes, it did. It says read more, and the website is thegatewaypundit.com.
And as we go on here with this timeline, this November 6th day seemed to cast a lot of illumination out, some truth leaked, and November 10th, they continued the leaks, those two dates of truth from people. The left commands us never to believe, quote, our own lying eyes, but check this out. Huge cheater caught on camera. Pennsylvania election worker caught filling out ballots for a half hour. This is a video at naturalnews.com Friday, November 6th. President Trump crushed it in Pennsylvania. Trump far exceeded expectations. And again, this article was originally written by Jim Hoft from thegatewaypundit.com. Democrats needed nearly 700,000 votes after ballots were counted on election night to catch President Donald Trump. So they had work to do. There was a 500 ballot steal they were looking at. This was 700,000 votes they needed. Now we know how they got it done. A ballot counter was caught on video filling out ballots for a half hour at her table. The camera caught her as she filled out the ballots. And a security guard was seen walking past her as she filled in the ballots. This is Democrat cheating caught on video. And then we had more. There's another video. This was November 10th. And again, from Natural News, that was presenting an article by Christina Layla, republished from thegatewaypundit.com again. I can't believe what I'm seeing. This is a coup. Registered Democrat and poll watcher details corruption at Philly Vote Counting Center. A registered Democrat and poll watcher at the Philadelphia Convention Center overseeing ballot counters detailed corruption at the highest levels in the city of Philadelphia. Quote, they will not allow us within 30 to 100 feet to supervise the ballots being counted, poll watcher Brian McCafferty said. This is a coup against the President of the United States of America. And I want to call out the mayor of Philadelphia, James Kenney, the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, who tweeted that there was no way that Donald Trump would win President of the United States of America. He continued, I can't believe what I'm seeing right before my eyes. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden or Donald Trump. This has to do with our democracy. And I will tell you, there is corruption at the highest levels in the city of Philadelphia. And, of course, there is a video there that you could see. And then we go on to a little more info, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who is in Philly fighting the corruption, is aware of this shocking video from a Philly poll watcher. Giuliani tweeted, "Must watch. Shocking video from registered Democrat and poll watcher." President Trump, as we said before, was ahead of Biden by 700,000 votes. And this article again states that the crooked elections officials in Philadelphia keep finding hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots for Joe Biden. Republican observers were barred from entering the Philadelphia vote counting center even after receiving the appellate court order. The Philadelphia sheriff is not enforcing the appellate court order, according to Corey Lewandowski, who is on the ground in Philly. This is a banana republic. Pam Bondi, and we remember her, she's from Florida, she was attorney general. She said the counting machines were moved far away from observers, defying the court order allowing GOP observers to be no more than 6 feet away from officials counting ballots. Where is U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr? And now I'm going to add that in my second essay, I pointed out that the Freedom Caucus members, including Representative Andy Harris from Maryland, had written a letter to AG Bill Barr, and then we hear there was some action afterward. But there are conflicting reports. There's another report that you'll hear later that says he advised people who had these whistleblowing exposés to contact the FBI. We all know what the FBI is. So, you know, this is Elizabeth saying that our country is so important that we would hope and pray a lot of people in the deep state, up there in the top levels of the CIA, that they would realize if Trump goes out of office, there will be nobody to help the economy. With Europe going under all these surges of COVID, and they're not all fictitious, they can't be. And we know here in Maryland, Lou, what were the figures just here today?
I believe there were,
cases. Was it
1,300 and I think it was maybe 52, something like that?
Yes, and there have been days and days of very high numbers that we haven't seen since July.
Yes, at least 700, at least seven straight days with over 1,000, which for a small state like Maryland is a lot.
Yes, and the hospitalizations are going up. So, you know, this is not all fictitious. Again, we decry those patriots. I don't listen to those programs anymore in which those people said it was like the flu, and they hypocritically brought on Dr. Francis Boyle, the bioweapons expert, who said it was a bioweapon. And it had elements of HIV and SARS. Those Indian scientists, plus Dr. Luc Montagnier, who won the Nobel Prize for discovering AIDS, he weighed in that it was a bioweapon. So, you know, we really have to know which information we can trust. We're a small program, but our consciences would never permit us to tell lies and to confuse people. We're not working for the deep state, but we're pleading with some of those members of the deep state at the highest levels that they realize what will happen to their families if this whole country goes under and the left, the radical left, gets the chaos. Poor little Sandy Cortez, yes, AOC, she was raised in one of those, I don't remember whether it's Montgomery County, but I am very familiar with those suburbs. I had to get in my little car and go on Saturdays to survive a job war that I had with a very bad high school, and not high school at that point, elementary school principal, who didn't care about the needs of the children. So to survive, in case I had to quit my job, I had to get in my car, and I had to go out to Potomac, Maryland on Saturdays. And I took my little traveling kit. I am a reading specialist, and I visited some lovely families. One was a doctor's family from Korea. And when they saw that I got results with their son, they told their cousins who lived nearby. It was in the neighborhood of Sugar Ray Leonard at that time, the big mansion. So Sandy Cortez said that she thought that defunding the police would make it more like the suburbs. Yes, the suburbs she lived in. These people are so far out of reality, it isn't even funny. But Lou and I realize what's coming We've studied history enough. We've studied Stalin and Mao. We plead with those who are in power. We plead with A.G. Barr. He might be the neighbor of Robert Mueller, but he should hear this clarion call that I've put out. I'm a person who suffered terrible years, actually in bed for a while, with lupus, then with Lyme disease, the other bioweapon. And if I can stand and call for men to do what they should do in this country, then I think some of you people out there, some of you men in the deep state, you ought to repent. You ought to return to Jesus Christ, and you ought to make your life mean something. This is probably some of the last gasps of freedom that we can ever get out on this radio. We heard today, we saw a little tweet on the smartphone that said Fox had cut off President Trump's briefing. If Fox is going, others will go. But we don't need to accept this. We can pray. We prayed before. Lou, make a prayer right now to Almighty God, and you listeners be with him for victory over the evil.
Oh, Lord, we pray, those of us here speaking, but also all of those who will listen to this program. We just pray together that you will take action against these evildoers, these thieves who are trying to steal the election and put Americans into bondage and destroy the whole nation. We know what's going to happen if Biden gets in. He's going to withdraw much of the good that's been done by President Trump. So we pray, oh Lord, first of all, if it's possible, and according to your will, that the election will be turned around and that these injustices will be eliminated and those responsible will be severely punished. And we pray no matter what happens that your will be done. We look to you for all justice and all good. And we just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Great, Lou. And I think now you have another article. Go right to it. Number 7.
We do, yes. As Elizabeth, we have another big, big encouragement. This came on November 7th. The title, Breaking. SCOTUS, Justice Alito orders Pennsylvania to separate late ballots from the on-time ones. And this again was Saturday, November 7th. Natural News, by the Natural News editors. This should be a no-brainer, but with Pennsylvania Attorney General Shapiro openly signaling his intent to commit fraud in order to make sure Biden wins in the state, sending ballots that did not make it by the deadline aside was something that had to be ordered by the highest court. And this, by the way, was an article by Fred T. We published from therightscoop.com. That's therightscoop.com. Justice Alito signed the temporary order just moments ago that the ballots be segregated and perhaps counted separately, and libs are whimpering already. Justice Samuel Alito's order came as part of a fight over ballots received during a three-day extension issued by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Alito said he would refer the matter to the full high court for the next steps. Although state officials have already told county officials to separate out those ballots, Republicans said that that step didn't go far enough to ensure they can be invalidated later. President Donald Trump is separately trying to intervene in the case. Libs on social media are crying about it under the pretense that it wasn't necessary, that counties were already doing it, and that it's insulting to suggest otherwise. But as usual, that's rank deception on their part. It was necessary because not only have they proven over and over they are trying to skirt the rules and the laws, including barring observers whom they were ordered to admit, but they also would try to claim after the fact that there is not a sufficient order from on high to deem said ballots invalid, should they be accidentally counted. Accidentally, of course, in quotes. This order and the subsequent order we can expect from the now and finally law-abiding and upholding Supreme Court, thank you, Trump, will ensure that any accidentally counted ballot that arrived after the deadline can be challenged and invalidated should that time come.
And Saturday, November 7th at Natural News by Lance D. Johnson, the headline was, "The neutral arbiter over Pennsylvania's election process is a politically motivated hack, dead set on removing Trump from office." So this article goes into the bio of Pennsylvania's Secretary of State, Kathy Buchvar, and she's supposed to be overseeing the conduct stuck throughout the entire election process in Pennsylvania. And, of course, she's a diehard Democrat. And we get a little bit of background here in that article. Bookvar previously served as a senior election modernization advisor to the Pennsylvania governor. She has since ascended to Pennsylvania Department of State, which is, quote, responsible for monitoring all aspects of an election, from ballot access to voting provisions. Due to Bookvar's public admissions, she cannot be trusted to oversee the election process in a non-biased, orderly, and legal fashion. And I'm going to interject here again. My heartfelt plea to those members of the deep state and at the highest reaches of the high security levels of this country. And imagine Biden with the nuclear codes. We know he won't be there long. Of course not. Something will be taking him out. But imagine the radical left with all of this. So that it's so important that we recognize the insanity in most of these people. This gives an example now of Kathy Bookvar, her public stance. On March 7th, 2017, Bookvar tweeted that using the title president before the word Trump really demeans the office of the presidency. Lou, you and I have been teachers. This reminds you of some juvenile delinquent in the school system that they had to cart off and take to an alternative learning camp or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, so something along those lines.
The dummy camp.
Sure.
Not just dummy, but the ones who were dangerous dummies. That's what it is. Anyone who doesn't understand that the title president has some constitutional meaning, some respect, some decency, this is a person who shouldn't be holding public office. On August 11, 2016, Bookvar tweeted that Trump is dangerously unfit, and his arguments prove it, quote, beyond doubt. This is projection. You see, we can do some psychobabble, too, here, that you sometimes feel a little guilty maybe about your inadequacies, so you tell someone else they're inadequate. That's what it really is. She tweeted in support of Hillary Clinton in 2016 using hashtag We're With Her while mischaracterizing Trump's judgment. So there's a lot going on here in this article about Pennsylvania fraud, and that the author of the article, Lance Johnson, makes an interesting statement that Pennsylvania needs more than a recount. The state needs to have a new election that is governed and facilitated by the National Guard. Once the election process is secured, then these politically motivated hacks like Bookvar need to be put on trial and questioned on how they conduct and oversee the state election process. Pennsylvania, like many states, is under duress from criminal rioters who want Trump removed from office. What power do these rioters have over elected officials and those who oversee the election process? Democratic mayors have turned a blind eye to the riots in 2020, calling off law enforcement and riot control. How much more might they turn a blind eye to regarding election misconduct, allowing these gangs to take over the process and get what they want?
All right, now we have the Democrats' efforts to hide their actions in Pennsylvania will likely lead to President Trump winning Pennsylvania, Saturday, November 7th, by the news editors, Natural News. President Trump has the truth on his side. When his campaign demanded transparency in the election process, his team was denied access. This will come back to haunt the ever-corrupt Democrat Party, big tech, and big media. Corey Lewandowski from the Trump team spoke yesterday on how the Trump team had to get a court order to be allowed to review the ballot counting process in the state of Pennsylvania. When they were finally given access, they were denied entry. People who have nothing to hide don't prevent transparency in reviewing their activities. These are the acts of criminals. Lewandowski described the Trump team's ordeal on Lou Dobbs on Fox Business Channel. By hiding their activities, the Democrats have prevented the proper review of the 1.3 million ballots counted in Pennsylvania during this time. But the Democrats have a couple of legal problems. For one, they broke the law not permitting a review of that process and awarding 1 million of those ballots counted since the election for Biden, which helped Biden overcome the president's 700,000 vote lead. Perhaps the most troubling difficulty for the Democrats now is that by preventing observers access to their, no doubt, criminal process for counting ballots in Michigan, say, in a legal sense, are admitting to committing the crimes they are trying to cover up. I am not an attorney, but this is from an attorney I spoke with today. When an individual prevents access to information or destroys information in a legal case, there is the presumption that the individual committed the crime they are being accused of. In this case, the Democrats are committing voter fraud and preventing the Republicans from observing that process, because if they did, that is, if they did allow the Republicans to observe it, they would be caught. At law, if a party to a lawsuit destroys or withholds information, this is called spoliation of evidence. Any party that spoliates evidence is subject to court sanctions, including being forced to admit to a jury that the destroyed evidence would have shown their guilt. Now, this evening, Justice Alito issued an order for Pennsylvania to set aside all ballots received after 8 p.m. on Election Day in Pennsylvania. If and when this is addressed in front of a court, those votes which were counted during this period of spoliation may be excluded, thereby giving the president the victory in Pennsylvania and perhaps other states where this occurred, since the president was way ahead in the election on election night in these states.
Now we move to some quick snapshots. Yes, we can believe ours and others' lying eyes. Detroit, Nevada, etc. Headline, November 6th, Natural News. Mystery vehicles made 4 a.m. ballot drop at Detroit Counting Center, says Observer. In the early morning hours of November 4th, three vehicles of unknown origin dropped off at least 130,000 ballots, also of unknown origin, at the official counting center in Detroit. And all of these ballots, according to an observer who witnessed the incident, were for Joe Biden. What are the mathematical odds of that, Lou Caverly, mathematician?
Oh, I'd say one in 10,000 trillion. You know, they're astronomical.
That all those ballots were Biden.
Yes.
Okay. In a video live stream that was originally shared via Facebook Live, Connie Johnson explained that a white van, a Chrysler 300, and a Ferrari all arrived at the TFC Center around 4 a.m., long after the polls had closed, to deliver what turned out to be the deciding votes that handed the state of Michigan to Biden. Before these vehicles arrived, President Trump had a substantial lead in the state and more than likely would have won. But once the ballots arrived and were counted behind closed doors, Trump was quickly declared the loser and the state was called. Johnson also said that nobody was allowed inside the room where the mystery ballots, all for Biden, were counted. In fact, those doing the counting put up large cardboard barriers to prevent election watchers from entering the room to help verify the count. We literally have people that watched it happen, she went on to explain about this blatantly fraudulent incident. We have poll challengers that have been barred from being able to go into this room to challenge ballots. We've had GOP members removed from the room. And another snapshot, Republican poll challengers speak out on what they saw at Detroit's absentee voter counting board. This was Big League Politics, November 5th. Yesterday, we published a follow-up story about how cops were keeping pro-Trump poll challengers out of the absentee ballot processing center completely. A shocking video posted by pro-Trump attorney Nick Somberg showed that the workers were literally covering up the process in what may be considered a metaphor for the entire process. Then we had November 9th. Moving on to Nevada, new sworn affidavit describes Biden-Harris operatives in Nevada filling out illegal mail-in ballots outside polling locations, polling location, that was singular. And we don't have time to get to the whole affidavit of the person, but in short, the affidavit explains how Biden-Harris operatives who parked a Biden-Harris labeled bus in the parking lot of an early voting polling place would stand out there filling out mail-in ballots against the side of the bus and would then put them in pink and white envelopes. These ballots would then be brought inside the polling place and surrendered to poll workers. The poll worker witnessed this as he or she exercised by walking around the parking lot during a lunch break. The poll worker noted how the Biden-Harris operatives would form a line to try and block their view as they walked around the parking lot so they wouldn't see the illegal filling out of mail-in ballots. The poll worker reported what they had seen, but was told by an election official it was simply legal ballot harvesting. The poll worker affirms it was not ballot harvesting. This is absolutely egregious stuff, and must be undone by investigators. It cannot be allowed to stand. Also, this suddenly seems more relevant. And we had another headline, Nevada poll workers tricked 60,000, mostly Trump voters, into using provisional ballots that were never counted. And according to Natural News here in this article, these circulating reports allege that as many as 60,000 Trump voters in Clark County, Nevada, alone were basically tricked by poll workers into invalidating their ballots, which means Trump is more than likely the rightful winner of Nevada. What apparently happened is that tens of thousands of Trump voters hand-delivered their mail-in ballots, only to have poll workers convert them into provisional ballots. Provisional ballots, in case you are unfamiliar with them, require additional verification, either with a matching signature on file or photo identification. This conversion to provisional ballots would not have been necessarily a problem had all the affected voters been told that they needed to provide the necessary verification before the 5 p.m. deadline on November 6th. None of them were told, though. So Nevada ultimately went to Biden. A reflection of this chicanery was seen in Nevada's delayed vote count, which dragged on for days and days as the state awaited provisional ballot verifications that ultimately never came. Consequently, Biden was declared the winner as all of these unverified provisional ballots were never verified. We had the Michigan GOP, another article from Natural News. Software that stole 6,000 votes from Trump in one county used in 47 counties. Then we had another similar headline in the Gateway Pundit. Huge corrupted software used in Michigan County that stole 6,000 votes from Trump is also used in all swing states and uses Chinese computer parts in its machines. Now, we're coming to the big, big, big revelation here when I pleaded with the deep state, the good members, they better find out about this. Dominion software is used in 28 U.S. states, including all of the battleground states. Trending huge. Corrupted software used in Michigan County that stole the 6,000 votes from Trump is used in PA, Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Minnesota. And we're going to get the idea here of the expose, too, of what Dominion is. It's using these computer parts, but we're also going to have to find out much more about Dominion. Lou, you have it, don't you?
I do. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, both financially tied to Dominion voting systems. Tuesday, November 10th, 2020, by Ethan Huff, Natural News. Sidney Powell, an attorney for the Trump campaign, recently appeared on Mornings with Maria to discuss the topic of the day, election fraud. And during her exchange with host Maria Bartiromo, Powell laid it all out concerning the lawsuits that continue to mount over Hammer and Scorecard. The so-called software glitch.
And I'll interrupt.
Glitch.
You said to me it sounded a little like Hammer and Sickle, didn't it?
I did say that,
didn't
and I think
it.
That's appropriate,
right.
Yes.
Continue.
Anyway, this is the so-called software glitch in quotation marks, that illicitly delivered a number of key states to Joe Biden. According to Powell, this irregularity, to put it mildly, that affected a number of voting systems throughout the country on Election Day, quote, should not have happened at all, unquote. She maintains that this is where a bulk of the fraud took place, with Trump votes being flipped for Biden, as well as new votes for Biden being added to the system that did not belong there because they, quote, did not exist, unquote, in the first place. We need an audit of all the computer systems that played any role in this fraud whatsoever, Powell maintains. And I'm going to skip a little in the interest of time, but here's some key facts. Bonaroma responded by pointing out that news reports have linked Nancy Pelosi's longtime chief of staff, along with Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, to voting Dominion Voting Systems, the company behind the voting software that the Democrats used to try to steal the election for Biden. Powell says this is absolutely correct. Well, obviously, and this is in quotes, obviously they have invested in it for their own reasons and are using it to commit this fraud to steal votes, Powell stated. The article says, the world will also eventually know that the truth know the truth about the Clinton crime family, which, like Pelosi and Feinstein, is also linked to the Dominion voting machines that we used to try to steal the election for Biden. These facts alone warrant a full and complete audit of all the votes cast in Michigan, as well as in every other state where they were used in the final hour to flip the results in favor of Biden
and, Lou,
and against Trump.
I have to interrupt to ask
yes?
about the role of the CIA. Is that in that article or in the next article? You may have to, for the sake of time.
Let me take a quick look. I think that's probably in the next one.
All right, why don't we move right to this?
Yes.
Get the key facts.
Breaking news, Operation Scorecard. CIA-run vote theft software was running in every swing state. Glitches, in quotes, switched votes from Trump to Biden. This was by Mike Adams, National News, Friday, October. Make that Friday, November the 6th. 5 days ago, we published a breaking story that was originally uncovered by Dave Jander, DaveJander.com, detailing the use of CIA-developed software to steal votes by intercepting voting machines and switching Trump votes to Biden. The story was entitled, Red Alert, Dems Collude with CIA to Launch Intelligence Operation that Alters Voting Machine Results in Pennsylvania and Other Swing States. The software is ominously named Dominion. The project is to deploy the software is called both Project Hammer and Operation Scorecard. And let me see now. Dominion software is used in 47 U.S. states, including all of the battleground states.
Did it tell a little bit how it worked? I think a little bit later, perhaps, in that article. And while you're looking for the key facts there, we must bring up another breaking bombshell development. Trump fires Deep State Defense Secretary Mark Esper, indicating a likely plan for military involvement in a declaration of insurrection. This is November 9th, Mike Adams at Natural News. And he says that, understand, the election theft was conducted in real time, pardon me, on November 3rd, using the Dominion software. And he says the real-time data, perhaps this article is telling it, Lou, was shunted offshore, where calculations were run to produce action lists for stealing the votes in swing states, like Wisconsin and Michigan. And then Hammer and Scorecard, created by the CIA, were used to alter the votes in real time in the voting machines. And he hopes and he thinks that there may be an epic counterattack against the deep state about to be launched by Trump. And we do know that people are beginning to rally for their country, Lou. We had another article here from Zero Hedge, November 10th. 10 attorneys general join Supreme Court case against Pennsylvania mail-in ballot deadline. So this group of 10 Republican AGs from Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Texas filed in Republican Party of Pennsylvania versus Buchvar. Remember Kathy Buchvar? Which challenges the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's late October decision to allow ballots arriving after Election Day to be counted, despite, as the Federalist notes, state laws mandating otherwise. Free and fair elections are the cornerstone of our republic. It's one of the reasons why the United States is the envy of the world, said Missouri AG Eric Schmidt. The attorneys' hope is that by filing as friends of the court and demonstrating a strong interest in the ramifications of the Supreme Court's potential decision, that SCOTUS may be more willing to take up the case. And President Donald Trump predicts victory. This is November 10th. Cites alleged irregularities, predicts litigation. So this is very important. And now we have an important message we hope we will have time for from Mike Adams himself to all Americans.
Message to Trump. We are willing to put our lives on the line to protect you and this constitutional republic. Just say the word. Mike Adams, Natural News, November 9th. A short message to President Trump. I've been asking everybody I've encountered how far they would go to defend President Trump and our constitutional republic against the obvious, coordinated, treasonous vote fraud of the lawless Democrats. The answers were nothing short of astonishing. There wasn't a single person who told me they thought Trump should concede. Quite the opposite. In fact, out of the 30 or so people I've asked over the past few days, including several people I didn't previously know, every single one of them told me they were willing to fight to defend America against the brazen vote fraud of the Democrats. More than one person told me, quote, I will take up arms to defend Trump, unquote. The theme of taking up arms was quite common. Many people are ready and willing to defend President Trump using the Second Amendment if called upon. Many others told me something like, quote, I am willing to lay my life on the line, unquote, to fight Democrat corruption and defend Trump. When I asked why, they told me some variation of, if socialism wins, we have already lost everything anyway. They fully understand that under a Biden-Harris administration, America quickly becomes Venezuela. They understand we might as well fight now, while we're still strong, instead of waiting to be weakened under the Chinese communist control of the corrupt Democrats. About half the people I asked are either veterans or law enforcement. That kind of tells you the sort of people I know. But it's also a strong statement on the patriotism that exists in the hearts and minds of those who took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Let me interject right yes. now that President Trump's own words were, we can't let that happen to our country. We can't be disgraced by having something like this happen. There's been a lot of shenanigans, and we can't let that stand in our country. And Lou and I have been getting reports, these are allegations, that the western part of Canada is being infiltrated by Chinese. And I think these are troops. So there are a lot of things going on that are undercover. Go on with what Mike is admonishing for all of us.
Yes. There are still millions of Americans who take that oath to the Constitution seriously. And there are millions more who never served in combat, but are willing to take up arms right now if called upon to defend this republic. These people include truckers, bikers, business owners, and even white-collar professionals all across the nation. None of us want to live under socialism or communism. Many of us are willing to put our lives on the line to defend the United States of America against the rampant fraud, corruption, and insidious evil that the Democrat Party now represents. We cannot coexist with Democrats, as they are the party of hatred, corruption, destruction, and despair. They feed upon death and terror, and the left-wing media is nothing but an organized journo-terrorism front. We have no desire to negotiate with evil. We must destroy it and remove evil from our society if we ever hope to live in peace.
Visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and see our important articles and listen to our very important archive there. We need deep prayer, and God is still in control. Good night. We'll be right back.